The Sacred Circle Dance and the Numinous by Luis Eduardo V. Bernis, FRC.
The sacred dance movement is quite important in many countries. Bernhard Voisin discovered the power of folk dancing, usually dancing in a circle, and began researching and collecting Heilige Tänze, sacred dances, because of their holistic power to heal people, transport people to a meditative level of consciousness, and connect with the sacred, as Rudolf Otto describes it. In 1975, he began to work with the Findhorn sacred dancers in Scotland. Thus, the sacred dance movement began with important foundations in Scotland and Brazil, and connections with the United Nations. To improve cooperation between all people, Brazilian sacred dance has been increasingly used in both educational and business venues. This article presents an introduction to sacred circle dance. My first contact with this practice was in 1995 during an important holistic conference held in Brazil, the Imaginaria. The event gathered many important speakers such as Edgar Mitchell, the American astronaut, Amir Klink, the Brazilian navigator and writer, many scientists, Brazilian natives from different Xingu nations, Simu Huate, the North American Indian grandfather of the Chumash people, and many others such as Craig Gibson, an elder from the Scottish spiritual community of Findhorn. The conference began with a ritual to open the gates to all four directions. After that, we sang and danced the sacred dance. That was a magical moment in my life, because in that simple dance, a deep connection with the sacred could be felt, a connection that I had previously felt only in a Rosicrucian lodge convocation. That night, in my sleep, my dreams were of dance. After that experience, I became a practitioner of the sacred dance. In 1996, with a Brazilian group of sacred dancers, I visited Findhorn to take part in the Sacred Dance 20th Year Festival. Then, I began teaching sacred dance, and in almost all those occasions, the dancers, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing, reported some kind of connection with the sacred. In 1997, that enthusiastic group of sacred dancers and I published the first Brazilian book on this subject, The Sacred Circle Dance as a Tool for Educational and Healing Works. At that time, sometimes we named the dances sacred dances, and sometimes circle dances. I taught those dances in schools, in business meetings as a warm-up activity, and at human resource conferences. In many of these gatherings, people reported some kind of connection with the sacred. After that, in 2000, I decided to study those dances deeply and earn a master's degree in science of religion at the Pontificia Universidade Católica in São Paulo, Brazil. This article is a part of the research carried out for that degree.
The Primal Dance, a Gateway to Other Levels of Reality.
Thinking about the dance brings an oncoming sensation of acquaintance, because even those who have never danced in their lives know exactly what dancing is. Among the arts, singing and dancing are the only ones that do not need tools, except the body. Singing and dancing are the most ancient species of art every human being has inside them. Dancing is movement. It is also harmony in a cycle, in a circuit, in a circle. The most ancient document about dancing refers to the late Paleolithic era and belongs to the cave paintings in the Gabou Cave in Dordogne, France. It is called the dancer and consists of a shamanic figure in dynamic movement. In addition, on the clay floor of one of the caves, the discoverers found footprints in a circular arrangement, suggesting that its inhabitants conducted dance. Human beings have danced since the beginning of time. The first type of circle dance was without hand contact and probably emulating some animal movements, or perhaps the movement of the stars in the sky. These form of dance occurred from 350,000 BCE to 75,000 BCE. Dancing is one of the first creative and symbolic acts that humans have ever produced. According to certain myths, dancing is older than culture, and even older than myth itself, because the cosmic was created through dancing. Maria Gabrielle Voschen wrote, "Shiva Nataraja, Lord of the Dance, sends pulsating waves of awakening sound through matter, thereby seducing it to life from lethargy. And matter dances, appearing round about him as an aureole of fury emanations. Dancing he creates and sustains the manifold phenomena of the universe. Dancing he destroys by fire all forms and names, and gives new rest. His dance form is everywhere, all-pervading. Everywhere, Shiva's gracious dance is made manifest. He dances with water, fire, wind, and ether. Thus, our Lord always dances in the court." The Greek myth of Gaian creation began with an image of the deity whirling out of darkness, wrapped in flowing white veils. The ancient Greek word chaos first denoted nothingness, the great void before there was anything material in the universe. There was nothingness, as nothing had been formed. Yet the dance of energy that would create order or patterns had begun. Everything on the surface of earth, oceans and rivers, mountains and fertile fields, forests and flowers, creatures that float or fly, or crawl or climb, everything, a planet that covered itself in seas, as we have seen, and is now ready to go on with its dance of life. In the male dance of Shiva, or in the female dance of Gaia, the cosmic sacred dance comes to people showing itself. In traditional societies, like that of Brazilian natives and Africans, it is still possible to find many emulating dances today. The nature of this dance is magical. That is, its aims is to connect the spirit or the soul of the dancer with the soul or the spirit of nature, or in this case, the animal. The purpose of this shamanic technique is to empower the dancer with the skills of the animal before hunting it. Dancing the sacred dance allows the dancer to access other levels of reality. Indeed, to access the soul of the animal is to connect with the sacred. Bartolomeo Melilla wrote, quote, "The Guarani natives do not know any dances or chants that are profane. For dancing, singing, and praying are synonymous. A chant is a chanting prayer, and a dance is a dancing prayer. End quote. There is a sacred equality in the functions of dancing and chanting. Together, they form an integrated concept called the chant-dance-prayer. Kaka Vera Jakupea wrote, "There is an understanding that the universal soul is the same as music. A sacred speech, manifested in the human body that is like a flute, a vehicle through which the being, light, sound, music, or human soul, Ava, expresses itself. This flute, the human body, is made up of four little souls, earth, air, water, and fire. They need to be in tune to express the Ava, to support all the body being. It is because of this that dance was created, to put all those little souls in tune." Thus, dance, continuing since the beginning of time, as an art that needed just one element, the body, allows people to have the perception, the sense of inner and outer movement, and thus consciousness of their surrounding reality.
The sacred or the holy as numinous.
It is difficult to talk about the sacred or the holy, because just when talking about dancing, there is for some people a déjà vu sensation in it. When the Portuguese fleet arrived at the Brazilian coast at the beginning of 1500, the first idea the Portuguese had was to celebrate a Catholic Mass. Of course, the natives did not speak any Portuguese and had never taken part in a Mass before, but they could feel that that was a sacred moment. This can be read in Pero Vaz de Caminha's letter to the King of Portugal, a letter known in Brazilian history as Brazil's birth certificate. In that document, we can read the following about the first Mass held in Brazil. "The natives were singing and dancing loudly on the beach with their bows and arrows when we began the Mass. At that moment, they stopped and sat down. After the Mass finished, they began again their babble of noise." Every culture has a word to refer to the sacred as a supernatural source inhabiting the world. In Polynesian and Melanesian cultures, the word is mana. For Native Americans, specifically the Iroquois people, the word is orenda. For the Guarani people from South America, it is nhanderu. In Western societies, the etymology of this word comes from the Latin word sacer, meaning dedicated or holy. Another meaning could be found in the Etruscan word sac, meaning carrying out a sacred act. Mircea Eliade wrote, quote, "Sacred does not imply any belief in the divine, deities, or spirits. It is the experience of reality and the source of a conscientiousness of existing in the world." End quote. According to Rudolf Otto, the holy is a complex category of interpretation and valuation peculiar to the sphere of religious or mystic phenomena. Melissa Raphael wrote, quote, "Otto argues that the essential nature of religion is not thinking about the divine, but a feeling. And the object of that feeling is not called God, the divine, but the holy." End quote. Thus, though a sui generis aspect. It contains a quite specific element or moment which sets it apart from the rational. To rescue what he considered to be the original meaning of the sacred as an aspect of the real, Otto adopted a new word coined from the Latin word numen, a deity or localized power. The word is numinous. The ontological point of view of the numinous is described by him in detail and is associated with many psychological elements. After qualifying the sacred as numinous, Otto described the primal feelings associated with it. Basically, there are two kinds of feelings associated with the numinous. They are the feelings of repulsion and attraction. These two feelings create a gravitational field around the sacred, the mysterium tremendum, that is, the fundamental element that keeps religion alive. This mystery actualizes the emotional potential of the human being, producing a state of transcendence with reflections in the body and in the soul, and this can be felt in the dance.
The circle dance as a concept of dancing.
In Western society, even the written form of the word dance is similar in different languages. In Portuguese, it is dança. In French, danse. In Spanish, danza. In Italian, danse. And in German, tanze. With the specialization that occurred, the concept of the chant, dance, prayer was disintegrated in at least three specific areas: the music, the religion, and, of course, the dance. The dance itself could be divided yet in scenic dance, popular dance, folk dance, and religious dance. Ballet is one of the most well-known scenic dances. It involves strong bodywork to take the dancers to the limit of their technique of movement and strength. The aim of popular dance is to have fun. Today, ballroom dancing has many competitive levels. Folk dance usually aims to preserve the culture or some part of it. In Brazil, some native groups that lost their religion to Christianity perform certain folk dances in order to preserve a part of their culture. It is quite common to find some folk groups outside of their original region. In Canada, for example, some Celtic dances were very well preserved. The religious dances are connected with some aspect of religion or mystical practice, for example, Sufi dance. The circle dance is still classified as a popular dance in Eastern Europe. In some Balkan countries, for example, this is absolutely true. It is a very common argument that dance is a language of gestures. However, dancing is also a dance of encountering when people can meet one another. This is the basis of the sense of community, and a very important one. In circle dancing, people usually stay connected by their hands and they make eye contact. This way, the individual is connected in a group. Thus, the circle is more than a form or a kind of dance. It is a concept of dancing. For example, the military march is a kind of circle dance, but does not have a circular form. We can find circle dance in a spiral form, a line form, and so on. As a concept of dancing, the circle dance has a metaphorical sense. First, it is an attempt to reconnect with the primal concept of dance, the chant, dance, prayer. Second, it reflects a kind of dance that brings to the dancers and to the group a strong sense of inner connection and or cooperation. Besides its aims to be integral, the circle dance has three aspects: cultural, spiritual, and health. Regarding these aspects, in my research, I was able to find this conception of dance in four movements. A. The folk dance, as an attempt to preserve a particular culture. B. The bio dance, from the Chilean psychiatrist Rolando Toro Araneda, as an attempt to preserve or recover both mental and physical health. C. The dance of universal peace, from the American mystic Samuel Lewis, as an attempt to establish a spiritual connection with the sacred. D. The sacred dance, from the German dancer Bernhard Voisin and the Scottish spiritual community of Findhorn, also as an attempt to establish a spiritual connection. As we can see, it is the spiritual dimension of circle dance that interests us. This dimension is deeply connected with the New Age movement that is a part of Western esotericism.
The Sacred Dance Movement.
Bernhard Voisin, the son of a priest, Louis Voisin, and the Baroness of Butler Ponarth, Antoinette Linda, was born and brought up in Mazurin, East Prussia. During the period marked by the end of the German Empire and the beginning of the Republic, he lived in one of the most bewildering periods of German history and even of humankind, during the First and the Second World Wars. At that time, he was supposed to begin his university studies. However, he took up both ballet in the Breslau Opera House and theology at the University of Breslau instead. His family was very unhappy with his choice. Thus, as a compromise for this family conflict, he traded those studies for an initiation in the Art Academy of Breslau to become an artist. However, this never happened because this project was stopped by the Nazis. Thus, he went back to ballet, and in 1939, he was the first dancer in the Berlin Theater. In Dresden, in the early 1950s, he discovered the potential of folk dance when he watched a performance of a Yugoslavian folk dance group called Kolo. He said, quote, "They are an enthusiastic group, completely connected to one another by joy, love, and happiness. What I saw there was a strong power of circle dance." End quote. After that, Voisin got involved with many folk dance groups in Serbia and Greece. Voisin said, quote, "In that ancient form of folk dance, I found the path to silence with meditative dance." End quote. Time passed, and Voisin began to collect some folk dance choreographies under the name of Heilige Tanze. He said, quote, "In German, Heilige means holy or sacred. It also has connotations of healing and wholeness. The English translation of sacred is inadequate, and we have no single word to cover the multiplicity of meaning of the German word." End quote. In 1975, Bernhard and his daughter Marie-Gabrielle Voschen, met Peter and Eileen Caddy, the founders of Hintord Community in Taunus, close to Frankfurt. Marie-Gabrielle Voschen said, quote, "The moment was magical. We were in a special place. My mother and some friends were also there. It was a meeting with a strong spiritual power. We danced, sang, and prayed, and exchanged many ideas. It was then that Peter and my father met and began to make plans together." End quote. The Findhorn community was founded in 1962 by Peter and Eileen Caddy and Dorothy McLean. All three had followed disciplined spiritual paths for many years. They first came to Northeast Scotland in 1957 to manage the Clunny Hill Hotel in the town of Forres, which they did remarkably successfully. Eileen received guidance in her meditations from an inner divine source she called the Still Small Voice Within, and Peter ran the hotel according to this guidance and his own intuition. In this unorthodox way, and with many delightful and unlikely incidents, Clunny Hill swiftly became a thriving and successful 4-star hotel. After several years, however, Peter's and Eileen's employment was terminated, and with nowhere to go and little money, they moved with their three young sons and Dorothy to a caravan in the nearby seaside village of Findhorn. Feeding 6 people on unemployment benefits was difficult, so Peter decided to start growing vegetables. The land in the caravan park was sandy and dry, but he persevered. Dorothy discovered that she was able to intuitively contact the overriding spirits of plants, which she called angels, and then devas, who gave her instructions on how to make the most of their fledgling garden. She and Peter translated this guidance into action with amazing results. From the barren, sandy soil of the Findhorn Bay Caravan Park grew huge plants, herbs, and flowers of dozens of kinds, most famously the now legendary 40-pound cabbages. Word spread, horticultural experts came and were stunned, and the garden at Findhorn became famous. In the fall of 1969, after a BBC program about the community, 600 people visited the place, and in a short time, 200 people were living in Findhorn as resident guests. In 1976, Bernhard Voschen introduced to Findhorn his Heilige Tanze dance meditation, as well as traditional European folk dances. Like people who lived there, he felt committed to the ideals of one earth and one humanity. Under a New Age spirit, the community grows. In 1997, the community was accepted as a member of the UNESCO Planet Society Network. Every year, in July, the community holds its sacred dance festival, bringing together traditional dances from around the world and contemporary choreographies, focusing on both the individual and group experiences.
Sacred dance dimension in Brazilian culture.
Although Findhorn is an important international center of sacred dance, there are no rules on this, which is a very common characteristic of the New Age movement. To understand the sacred dance dimension in the Brazilian culture, a survey was conducted with the first Brazilian facilitators who worked in 9 state capitals. As a result, it was possible to know that the Brazilians understand that, To be a facilitator in sacred dance, the person must be able to care for both the dance and the dancers. They have to facilitate the connection with the sacred. There is complex inner work prior to beginning a group session of dance. Some people meditate, and some attune with higher energies, asking for inspiration. Others only observe silence. The preparation of the environment is another important point. Not only is cleansing the mental field very important, but also the physical one. If it is possible, they set a central point with some flowers and a lit candle. Incense may be used as well. One session of dance has three moments. A. An overture with some kind of attunement with higher energies and the master within the dancers. B. A session of dance itself. And C. Closure with a sharing moment between the dancers or just a prayer of thanks. Each facilitator has his or her own collection of dances, some traditional and some contemporary. It depends on their background. Some sing and play, while others use only recorded music. The way dances are taught is very diverse as well. Today, the sacred dance movement is very strong in many countries. Bernard Voisin died in 1986, but his daughter, Marie Gabrielle, is still researching and teaching Heilige Tanze, sacred dances, across the world. The Findhorn community is still promoting its sacred dance festival and training people from different nations. Thus, as a movement, sacred dance is practiced today in many countries around the world and in different situations in schools and business. Since 2002, Brazil has had a national festival of sacred circle dance that is held in Sao Paulo. This is a prime example of how an esoteric practice, hidden in plain sight, has impacted our world for the better.